We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
We got a DeGrom update.
Uh-oh.
It's good.
It's good.
It's good.
What are they saying?
Well, you know what? Let me say good. It's good in
He's
relation.
He's not going to die? Is that the
He's going to survive. According to the Daily News and Christy Ackert, so good reporting out of Christy.
Yep, she's the beat reporter for that.
Mets sources has told the Daily News that the MRI on DeGrom's elbow was clean for ligament damages.
Thank God.
While
for
it's
that.
Good news, the right-hander is expected to miss at least 4 starts with a hyperextended elbow.
Wow.
So at least 4 starts,
yeah,
not
no,
4
hear,
starts.
No, I didn't hear that.
I think what that means is that, A, he's not having the worst-case scenario, which would have been surgery, and now you just wait on rest, and hopefully he's able to recover rather quickly. And, you know, 4 starts. If he only missed 4 starts, that's a huge win.
Oh, yeah, we're signing for that.
Yeah, that's 3 weeks, basically.
Right, that's why I wasn't signing for July. I was holding out some glimmer.
I'll tell you this, though.
But let's see it happen like that.
I would still sign for July.
No, I know. Let's see it happen. Right.
Yeah. I mean, look, the positive you take out of it is that there's no ligament damage.
Right.
That's the positive. So
right.
You know, okay, it's not the worst case scenario. It's not a great scenario. I mean, the fact he's missing any starts is a bad scenario.
Well,
but it's not the end-all, be-all nightmare that really what turned out to be with Noah Syndergaard. Noah Syndergaard missed the season, basically, last year.
No, he did.
You know, he was done for the season, essentially. So the fact it's a clean MRI, it's good news. I do feel a little bit better. I still got an queasy feeling in my stomach.
As you should.
As I should, but I feel a little bit better. And, you know, hopefully, now it's not just Syndergaard, because we mentioned earlier, Noah's got to really be the ace, and he does. But Mats needs to step up.
Oh, they all do.
Everybody has to step
you know,
up.
Starting with Vargas today.
Absolutely. Guy's got to step up because Jacob DeGrom was an innings eater, and he was on this scoreless innings streak,
too. Still is.
He still is, yeah. Never gave up a run, and he was so locked in last night.
He was locked in, man. And he's been throwing that high fastball. He's been getting guys swinging and missing on that. He's been tremendous.
He's
nothing but good things.
He's the anti-launch angle, apparently.
Yeah, the anti-launch angle.
Right.
That's the new pitch to, you know, to circumvent the launch angle.
That's right. He says, forget that launch angle. I'll take you out.
Yep.
Let's get a little bit to the Yankees because they did win last night. You mentioned Giancarlo Stanton. This is not a surprise.
No, of course not.
He's a good baseball player.
Yep.
He's going to get
hot. He's going to get hot.
And I thought what was kind of cool about what he did last night, and this is amazing, as good as Dallas Keuchel has been against the Yankees, Dallas Keuchel had never allowed a home run to the New York Yankees. Never. And last night, here comes Giancarlo, the Keuchel buster, if you will.
Yeah.
He comes in and says, oh, really? Okay, you've never given up a home run to the Yankees? Well, I'm here now, Daddy. And he hits a couple of home runs. So I thought that was kind of cool that the guy to break it was the new Yankees, Giancarlo Stanton.
Well,
he did it a couple of times.
Here's the other thing, too, that I think is big for the Yankees, no matter what happens today. I mean, you know, they couldn't win in that ballpark last year in the playoffs. And now, 2 big wins in a row, you know, in that ballpark. They beat Keuchel, who's, you know, even though he hasn't had a great year, has been a guy who's given him so much trouble over the years. Severino's unbelievable with what he's doing. So that even no matter what happens today, that's got to bode well for the Yankees if they see this team again in the playoffs, which is certainly possible.
Yeah, and I think what really bodes well is that we know the Yankees can hit. Okay, there are going to be days where you don't, but they're a very good offensive team. We know they have a really good back end of the bullpen. David Robertson has been doing it forever.
Chapman. Chad Green even.
Chad's established himself.
Yep.
Even Betances looks good. We know those two things. What we're not sure about is, all right, what about this pitching staff? And Luis Severino is backing up last year with this year. He's proving that last year was not a fluke. He's backing it up by doing the same thing. So that's positive number one from Severino. CeCe has been outstanding.
Very good.
And obviously earlier in this series, even in the loss, you saw progress out of Sonny Gray.
That's correct. And so Tanaka's been up and down, but his last start was very good.
Right. He's been up lately.
Right,
but,
right,
yeah, he's
right,
very up and down.
Right.
So, and the Montgomery injury stinks, but it creates an opportunity for Domingo Germán. We'll see what he can do.
Who pitched real well yesterday.
So you have to love, what the Yankee pitching has done over the last couple of days more than anything.
Absolutely.
So I think that's a real positive at what they've done. And then the other thing, which I always say, is when you have a long winning streak that ends, how do you respond to it? Well, the Yankees have responded.
Yeah, well, now they got a 2-game winning streak.
Exactly. That's what you got to do.
And what is it, 11 out of 12 they won now? I think that's what
9 in a row, 11 out of 12, That's how you respond.
Yep.
And I thought it was great that Aaron Boone said, let's go old school tonight, Sevy. finish the job.
Yep.
And he let him finish the job. It drives me nuts. Just drives me nuts when a guy is locked in.
Bro,
he's dominating.
You're preaching to the choir to me.
And his pitch count is 105, and you have to take him out.
You know, for the guy that grew up in the day of where all these guys did was pitch complete games. You know, you're right. It's good to see that. It really
is. And all I ask for is, I understand it's never going to be the 60s and 70s. I get that. Can you get me to 125? That's the number.
Yeah.
Just get me to the 120s. Because I think the game would be different if you allowed that. A guy like James Paxton last night, when he's striking out the world, if you allow him to get to 125, maybe he pitches nine innings.
Maybe.
But for the number to be in the low ones, that's a far cry from even 5 years ago.
No, I know.
Let alone 30 years ago.
I know. No, you're right.
But, hey, Severino did it best. He kept the pitch count low. It's unfortunate that in order to pitch a complete game, not only do you have to be great, but you also have to be economical.
Yeah.
Like, you need both
of
those.
Well, like you said, you know, it's such a big deal now. You got to keep looking at that. I do it all the time now.
Yeah.
I never really did. Now I do all the time. I got to look at that pitch count. What's the pitch count? Yeah. Where are we at?
My formula I always use, especially if you're thinking about nine, so I was using it last night with Jake, is whatever inning he's in, keep the first part of the pitch count as that number.
Yeah, no question.
So four innings, 45 pitches, great.
Right. Ten pitches an inning. If you
exactly.
can get something like that, you could do it.
You put yourself in a spot.
Yep.
So last night, I think when Jake left, he was at 45
something
or 46.
Something, it was right on schedule.
Four innings, he was on schedule.
Yep.
That's why I was excited about it.
I know.
Now we'll get back to your phone calls. Kim Jones is going to join us in a little bit. She'll stop by. Let's go to Joe in Staten Island, who's next on the Fan.
Joe, how are you?
How you doing, fellas?
Joe.
Long time Met fan since 1968. I got a vet. Conforto, I don't know what happened to him. We need more Nemo. We need another first baseman. The closer stinks. The shortstop, he swings at everything. Cabrera, he's the only bright spot, and he's 100 years old. To top it off, we got to play the Yankees every year with this internet. I'm tired of it. I'm moving to North Carolina. There's too many teams in New York. I'm done. Thank you, gentlemen.
Moving to North Carolina. What are you going to do? You going to move for the Panthers? What are you going to do? You going to be a Brave fan in North Carolina? They don't have baseball, so you're going to be a Brave
fan?
They
basically are Brave fans.
No, that's what I figured.
And by the way, thanks for the call. It's interleague play, not the internet. Okay, you don't have to like the internet, but the internet is not the reason why.
You know, I don't love the interleague play either.
Or the internet.
I could do without playing the Yankees, too.
So. Oh, no. Hey.
Especially this time, they're playing them six times this year.
I would get rid of interleague play. The problem is you'd have to realign because you got 15 and 15.
No, I know.
And I got to defend Porras Drubal, all right?
Oh, he's been tremendous.
No, it's not even that. He's not that old.
No. How old is he? 32?
32. Yeah. People talk about him like he's 50.
No, Drubal's been – he's had a tremendous year,
He's had a tremendous year, and I don't know what it is, because our last caller, Joe, is not the first one to say this. People talk about his Drubal Cabrera like he's 37.
Right.
Why is that?
And he's been good. He's been very good.
He's
been a good signing by Alderson. Say whatever you want about him.
Does he have a look to him that makes you think he's old? Is that what it is?
Well, I think so. I think he does.
Let's listen. I'm
it's like LeBron. LeBron looks 45.
That's because of the receding
hairline. Yeah, I think that's what it is.
I think this guy's going to be very compassionate to us because he's a real compassionate guy. Frank at Massapequa.
Oh, he's good. Yeah, major compassion, yeah.
Hi, Frank.
Frank, you're very compassionate, right?
Yeah, I'm compassionate. He just looks like Grady from Sanford and Son, old-wise, Zubo Cabrera. But anyway, hey, listen. Actually, I thought of that clown. I was actually hoping he'd be in the hospital last year. I don't know why. It just popped into my head. But you guys got mad at me the other day. I told you, don't be happy about another team having injuries. That's all. I said my piece, and I'll move along.
I understand, Frank. I wasn't rooting for him to get hurt, though. You know that.
He was saying that Daniel should take his time coming back. There's a difference.
Listen, you were talking before about Severino finishing the game. You know what my knucklehead son was worried about last night? I swear to God. I'll just tell you. He's playing fantasy, and guess who his closer is? He's like, you think they're going to bring him in?
God.
I said, what are you, out of your mind? I said, what's the matter with you? He goes, yeah, I need the points. I'm like, points my neck. What are you
right.
What's the matter with you?
Frank, you don't do fantasy, do you, Frank?
No, I do fantasy football. I said, I with all the coaching I do, I have no time to switch the lineup every day. I pull my hair out.
Right.
You know, whatever my kids let me still have left.
Frankie, I get that. That would bother me. You got to teach him.
I got an umpire story for you. Remember the other day we were talking about the umpires, you know, taking abuse?
Yeah.
Listen, you remember you told me taking abuse in your baseball league?
Well, hold on a second, Frank. I got a DeGrom update that is contradicting the Daily News.
Now he's out for the year.
No, he's going to start Monday.
What?
Eddie C. said that Jacob deGrom, is this true?
Oh, God.
Jacob deGrom is going like, to, I don't know if I like this, actually.
Now he's starting Monday?
Yeah, Mickey Callaway has said Jacob deGrom is going to try to start on Monday.
Wow.
What?
Well, let's not clap yet.
No, don't clap. No, don't clap for that. That sounds like typical Mets, Frank. Don't worry, you're there. What do you want to say about
this? Wait a minute. Eddie's making diagnosis again? Remember Pink Eye?
Pink Eye.
Stop. Oh,
Frank.
Hey, listen, right. I got to tell you the umpiring thing.
Yeah, tell me the umpire.
Well, remember having the other day you were saying your guy was taking abuse?
Yes.
One of your games?
Yes.
Listen, it's very simple. You tell these guys, don't take any nonsense. I threw a guy out.
I threw a guy out.
And you know what they had to do at the end of the game? They had to ask Pete to come back and wheel his wife out because he was in a wheelchair and he was being a jerk. So wow. If I could throw him out, you could throw anybody
Frank,
out.
Frank, can I ask you a question?
Wow.
Would you take the job, not every weekend, but umpiring in our league?
Oh, my God. Could you imagine Frank umpiring?
I would love it.
Wow.
Would you do that, Frank? I'd pay you good. I'd pay you well. I would pay you well.
Absolutely.
This is amazing.
I would do it every once in a while. Absolutely. If you want, is Ernie there today or no?
Yeah, Ernie. What do you mean, is he here?
Ernie, get his number.
You know Ernie's umpiring, right, Frank?
Ernie umpires too?
Yeah, became an umpire. You know what we're going to do, Frank? Oh. I'm going to put you on hold. Tyler Bett's going to get your number, and I'm going to text you. We're going to have a conversation. Okay. We're going to become text buddies, me and Frank. All right, thanks for the call, Frank.
See you, Frank.
All right, here's the Mets official update on DeGrom. I'm not excited. I know that
no,
you
because
guys were
no,
cheering,
I understand.
I'm
not excited either.
I'm excited in theory, but I'm nervous.
When I see him on a mound and he's healthy, then I'll believe it. What are they saying?
And getting through the start.
Well, yeah, of course.
Jacob deGrom hyperextended his right elbow during a swing and miss in last night's game. Jacob received an MRI last night, was examined this morning at the Hospital for Special Surgery in New York. After the MRI and clinical examination, neither of which revealed any structural or other damage, Jacob has been cleared to prepare for his next start. Accordingly, Jacob will prepare for his next scheduled start, but will be monitored for soreness and other possible symptoms.
Yeah, then he'll have like on a 60-pitch count.
Probably.
Something stupid like that.
He's going to start Monday?
Well, let's see it. Where are they Monday? Cincinnati?
Cincinnati.
Yeah.
I don't know what to think about this. I mean, part of me wants to be excited, but I don't think I can be.
Don't be. Don't think about
don't
it.
Be.
When you see him out there Monday pitching and he pitches well and he looks great, then we'll go from there.
I got to tell you something. So last night when Jacob left the game.
Right. You're at the game.
I was at the game.
Right, right.
And as you, I think I've told you, Jacob's on my fantasy team.
No, of course.
Okay. So I didn't want to waste any time. You know, I said, you know, just in case this is as bad as I think.
You didn't trade him, did you?
I didn't. No, I would never trade him.
Man, right.
I acquired a pitcher. I made a big trade.
Okay.
The guy I brought in is David Price.
Oh, my God. Did you get him for a bag of balls or what?
Here was the trade.
What?
You want to break down a fantasy trade, Joe? Here you go. I traded Ryan Braun
right.
for David Price and Yonder Alonso.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That's not bad,
I
right?
I like that.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Because Ryan Braun, I mean, come on. He doesn't have the juice anymore.
Just here's what you do. Just don't pitch Price against the Yankees.
Well, I'm glad you said that. Next week. He's scheduled to face the Yankees.
Well, you can't pitch him in
Yankees. I will not pitch him against
no.
the Yankees.
No.
In this fictitious world I live in, a fantasy, I got off the phone with David. I said, welcome to my team. You're never facing the Yankees.
Right.
You will never face them.
Right.
But welcome to my team, David Price. But, yeah, I knew you'd appreciate that because you can't think David Price stinks.
No, I don't think he's any good.
Well, you're not that wrong about it.
And when he pitches against the Yankees, he's, you know.
Well, that's why you got to be smart. You can never face him, the Yankees.
Right.
So,
no.
Good news apparently on DeGrom.
We hope.
We hope. He's going to prepare to start on Monday. Unbelievable. Kim is coming up. We'll get an update from Eddie
John Heyman, too, right?
John Heyman.
Incomparable John Heyman's going to join us.
Indeed, and we've got Yankee tickets to give away every single hour, and we're taking you until Yankee pregame.
Right.
Coming
1:30.
Up at 1:30.
Yeah. Last week it was a short show. This week it's a long show.
I know. I'm confused.
So just hang in there. See what it is next week.
That's right. Who knows?
We're
off at 11:30 for all we know.
Could be.
And we also have the Met lineup. I'll give you the lineup. It's very underwhelming. That's coming up a little bit later.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.